You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear and 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. Joining us, a good friend of the show, a good friend of mine, Mark Coughlin. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
No, always great to have you on. You manage a great facility here in Colorado. And, of course, you're part of the whole Larimer Parks, County Park System, which has a number of great facilities. And you guys just recently opened your boat ramp, so I thought we'd kind of tell people what's going on. Maybe just real quickly, tell people where your parks are located, Mark, in case they're new to the area.
You know, we're in northern Colorado along the Front Range. Carter Lake is just west of Loveland, Colorado. Then Horsetooth Reservoir is just west of Fort Collins. And also above Carter Lake, we have Flatiron Reservoir and Pinewood Reservoir. Then we have a lot of other parks. Hermit Park, for example, up in Estes Park, has campgrounds and cabins and hiking up there. And then we just, between really the Wyoming border all the way down to the Boulder County border, we have open spaces and many, many miles of trails and open spaces for people to enjoy as well.
The best way for people is just go to the Larimer County website, and they can see all the properties. But you just recently opened the boat ramps, so I thought we'd talk about that. What kind of hours are you looking at on the boat ramps, and have there been any changes?
You know, our traditional boating season is usually, it's always April 1st to the last Sunday, November. You know, we start out kind of slow. We open around 7 a.m. This time of year, and then we'll start opening at 6 a.m. As time goes on. Again, the best way to get the up-to-date boat ramp hours is go to our website, like you said, at larimer.org/natural resources. We're open 7 days a week. Not all of our ramps are open, and those kind of phase in as the summer gets busier. We'll phase in those ramps. So that's the best way to go. You know, if it's going to snow or be icy on our ramps, this time of year, chances are we're going to close. So just make sure that people are aware of that. You know, with the boating season starting, we always caution everybody, you know, to make sure your boat has been de-winterized, your plugs in, and all that, to make sure you're ready for the season. You know, the water temperature is really cold. I mean, the water temperature yesterday at Horsetooth Reservoir was 39 degrees. So, you know, wearing PFDs are not mandatory unless you're 12 or under, but we still recommend any adults. We see a lot of guys, you know, this time of year, our biggest boating participants right now are our fishermen. We see those guys stand on the deck of their boat, their bass boat or whatever. They're not wearing a life jacket, but, you know, as you know, with the trolling motor and getting used to the boating this year, it's easy for someone to fall off. And then 39 degree waters, you know, hyperthermia drowning sets in within 5 minutes. So we caution people on that as well.
Well, it can happen to anybody too. Ask our good friend Chad LaChance, and people don't understand how difficult it is to recover and get back on your boat. And you get that initial shock when you hit, then you take a breath, and then you have just a couple minutes before you start cramping up from hypothermia and it sets in so quickly in cold water. And you know, in today's world, I have a pair of the inflatable suspenders, and I've only been in the water once, and that was in a kayak, and I kind of pushed the limits and I flipped the kayak. But those suspenders, I tell you what, I found myself down at about 10 feet of water, and all of a sudden those inflated, and I came up like a bobber. I don't know what would happen if I wasn't wearing them, Mark.
Especially in cold water, when you have that mammalian reflex, when you get that cold water. I grew up on the coast surfing, so I know what it's like to jump in very cold water, 40-some degree water. It takes your breath away, and it kind of stuns you a little bit. And if you're not used to that or prepared for it, one, you have the shock of falling in, you're kind of disoriented. And second is you have that water effect. So you're absolutely right. I mean, they're not cheap. I mean, they're about $150 for the auto-inflate ones, which I recommend, because if you do hit your head or you don't have your sensibility, because most people aren't practicing pulling that string to inflate the life jacket, it's cheap insurance, in my opinion. So I highly recommend that for anybody. That's what our boat patrol guys wear. They're highly effective. We use the Mustang brand, and we had good success with those. So, and that's my.
And unfortunately, a huge percentage of the drownings in Colorado, people aren't wearing personal flotation devices, and they will save your life. I mean, they just will. It just, don't overestimate your ability to maneuver in cold water or even get back in the boat. I mean, you probably won't. And if there isn't somebody with you to pull you out, you're probably going to be in big trouble. And happens every year in the spring, so let's try to prevent that, especially with a lot of new people out. Mark, you did make, first of all, water conditions. What are the water levels at Horsetooth, and what do you expect?
You know, let's start with Carter Lake real quick, because they're almost full, and they'll stay fairly high throughout the year. Horsetooth Reservoir gets filled after Carter Lake, so we're filling up now. We expect to be about, the latest projections have us about, starting about somewhere around 15 feet below full, which on a 66-year history of the reservoir, that's average, somewhere in that spot. So we'll be at an average fill. you know, it's always hard to tell. We're still going to get some more snow. It depends on how fast runoff comes, how much evacuation. There's so many things that contribute to, you know, how much water we're going to get in. But somewhere in there is probably a good general guess. I think we'll stay probably outlook. I think it's an average water year. There's still a lot of things going on up in the burn areas, up in Graham County and Larimer County. They're going to really dictate about how much water they're going to be able to move as far as that impacts the fire are going to be. I think we're going to see that along the Front Range, is all the fires we had last year and how runoff affects that.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of holding our breath about those burn areas. So much of our water in the northern part of the state here comes through those drainages that it could have a much bigger impact than people think, especially if we get runoff that comes really suddenly with a lot of warm weather. So we'll have to watch that, or big rainstorms. One other thing, I know you instituted a change at the reservoir. I think you want to tell people about it. You've had just a tremendous number of paddle craft out there, and it's you've done something to kind of give them an isolated place. Tell us about that.
We do. I think everybody who boats understands the rise in paddle sports in the last 5 to 8 years. We doubled the amount of stand-up paddle boards and other craft we have on our reservoirs, just like anywhere around the country. And so it's causing some user conflicts, causing some safety issues. So if you're familiar with Horsetooth Reservoir, the farthest north cove on the west side is Satanka Cove. And what we did was we didn't eliminate boating access to Satanka Cove, just the west half to give a buffer, because that is to the stand-up paddle boarders and the kayakers. But that is by far our busiest area on our reservoir. And Horsetooth Reservoir is the third busiest reservoir in the state of Colorado. Chatfield's number two, then Pueblo will be number one for boating. And so we just see that high impact, and we're so close to Fort Collins, a highly populated area. So trying to give the impact. You know, and Terry, you know me a long time. I've fished my whole life. I've hunted my whole life. I'm an advocate for boating. What Horsetooth Reservoir wants to be is a motorboat reservoir. It's not meant for a primary use is for stand-up paddle boards and kayaks. I am hypersensitive to that fact. And this is the first time we've ever eliminated, even though it's a very, very small area, there's going to be some issues with fishermen. And I understand that, because that west shoreline right now in the spring and through spawn is good for smallmouth bass fishing. So I know some of the fishing public is not happy with that decision, but the overall safety, the families that we do have up there, the overwhelming majority of the folks, I think will like that. But I'm very sensitive to that fact, and it's just a decision we had to make. We should have made it, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, but we're finally going down that road now.
All right, Mark, any last comments? We got to let you go, but I appreciate you coming on, giving us the changes and updating us. It's a great resource, obviously very close to my home that I use a lot, and you guys have always been welcoming and taking care of me. So thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you for your time, Terry.
You bet. Mark Coughlin just manages those areas, and a great update. You know, we're going to have more and more people are using the outdoors. We're going to have to find ways to coexist, and it's going to be some struggles at some places for a while. We'll see how this all plays out. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Nate Zielinski will join us, and we had a texter ask a question. We're going to get to that too. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.